Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And here we are on the first day of duck season and Youth Deer Day. And we're going to go right now to Montgomery County and talk to our buddy Mule. Good morning, Mule. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alice. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, we have a bunch of youth here really excited about today and tomorrow, that's for sure.
Well, let's put a couple of them on the radio. Tell them to step up to the phone, give me their first name and their age, and we'll talk to them for a minute.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Here, let's get your name and tell us a little bit about how excited you are today, like me.
I'm Tyler Moore. I'm happy and excited. I'm ready for youth hunt. I was happy last year. We have a good year this year.
Good.
He really got a really nice buck last year. Do you remember what that scored, anybody? 150 and 3? It's 150 and 3
ATs. Was that Tyler Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got his picture in the Hunting Quarterly magazine. Yep.
Yep, that's him. That's the world-famous Tyler Moore.
The world-famous Tyler Moore.
That's right.
All right, do we have any regionally famous young men out there and women?
Yeah, we got one coming up here.
Coming up.
Hi, my name is Nuno Siava. I'm new to youth hunting, and I'm excited.
You're new. What's your name? What's your first name again?
Nicholas Siava.
Nicholas, how old are you?
13.
You're 13, and this is your first deer hunt?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, good luck out there. You got a shotgun, or what are you using?
20 gauge.
20 gauge. Good deal.
Yeah, 20 gauge shotgun.
Yep. All right. Next victim.
What up there, Brandon?
Hi, my name is Brandon Renner.
Hi, Brandon.
This is my last year for youth deer hunting.
Yep.
I was excited my past years. I had a really fun time, and it's always nice to get out there, be in the woods, and get something that you can eat, and you know it's real. And
yeah.
Nice to know that you harvested yourself.
That's great, buddy. That's a good way to start. All right, good luck. Next victim.
Got one of the girls coming up. Gracie, please come up here for a second and say a little bit of... This is... Get up, Gracie. Gracie, say, give us your age and what school we go to and all that.
I'm Gracie.
Hi, Gracie.
I go to Windermere.
What's that?
She goes to Windsor Knoll.
Oh, Windsor Knoll. Okay. Gracie, how old are you?
First year. This is her second year. Third year, she said. This is her third year. Are you going into retirement after this, or is this your... You got one more year of youth hunting?
No, I'm only going 13.
She's only 13 years old. She's taller than I am. Yes, and somewhat better looking than I am.
That doesn't take a hell of a lot there, buddy. So, but
no,
listen.
Absolutely.
Mule, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. You are at the secret lair located somewhere in the tri-state area. Well, actually in Maryland, somewhere in Montgomery County. How many kids are you going to have all together?
We're going to have 17 youths out there this morning.
17 youths. Tell our listeners a little bit about the hunt. You've got how many properties? Half a dozen or more?
Yeah, half a dozen or more several stands on some of the same ones.
Sure.
I mean, they're not close enough to... interfere with you.
No. Well, my lease is out there. I mean, you know, the lease I'm on is out there, so I know one of the places you're going to hunt, or a couple of them, so.
Yeah, and they're all very similar to that. They're, urban enough to hunt.
Now, what you do, you put them in the stand early in the morning, and you let the natural deer movement go for about how long, and then when do you start pushing them?
We'll let it go until 8:30, 9 o'clock, or until all the parents are fidgety enough to get out of the woods.
And do you have parents with each of the kids or
every one of them's got it? Yes, got most of them have their own parents. If not, they'll have a dedicated parent for the morning.
Designated parent. I got it. And then of course you guys start pushing. You start moving the deer through the woods and that type of thing. I know you communicate with two-way radios and that kind of stuff. And
yeah, we try to stay as organized as possible, and maybe even more so. And the main thing, and we're going to stress it here before we leave this room, is safety.
Absolutely.
We can't stress safety enough.
Yep. Nobody gets down out of the stand. Everybody wears their orange. Yep. Identify your target. Know what's behind it. Know what's in front of it. Look, I know you guys operate a safe operation out there. And 17 kids, man, that is great. And the goal is to get everybody a buck, isn't it?
Yep, the goal is that. Yep, everybody should have at least an opportunity at one. They might not get one, but if they see one close enough, at least they'll have that opportunity to decide what
you know, what they're going to do with it.
I got you. All right. Well, do me a favor. Save that 10 point at the least for me. We'll be out there Monday.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, we do want to get a big shout out to the Maryland Hunting Coalition and the NRA Hunter Services for helping us out with this youth hunt. Every year, they're a big part of this.
Well, we appreciate that, Mule. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, tell all the parents that we wish them well. Our prayer is for safety for everybody involved, all the kids, all the standers, all the drivers, all the parents. And you guys just have a great time. I expect to see some pictures.
All right, we'll send them your way. Thanks very much.
You got it, Mule. Take care, buddy.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, how do you like that? That is something there, isn't it? 17 kids on Youth Deer Day. And they'll be out there today and tomorrow. And this is a dedicated group of hunters and parents and people who step up to the plate to ensure that the future of deer hunting, the future of hunting, is in good hands out there in that part of Montgomery County anyway. So we appreciate that. And I was out there the other night with Jacob. We were out there on election night, and we saw some deer. And, you know, Jacob is very selective. He's not shooting a doe or a little, let's put it this way, he's not shooting a small deer, nor is he shooting a small buck. So he was on his own in the stand bow hunting. And we both saw some deer, but nobody got a shot. But we had a good time. And that's what it's all about. Jacob he's 17 now. He turned 17 on the 10th. Thursday, so he is done for Youth Day, but he went out last year with a bang. He killed a nice 11-point buck up in Cecil County. I was in the stand with him. He made a great shot on that deer, and I may have told the story here, but I'll brag on my grandson every chance I get. So young man's taken 5 bucks in 5 years, and four of them on the first day with me in the stand. One of them was on Youth Day. We've been out a few times in muzzleloader season, and he's taken some does, and So we're looking forward to continuing to hunt with Jacob. We'll be out there in the stand the first day, which is Saturday, November 26th. So we're pre-recording that show this coming week on the 16th, and we'll have Brian Eiler here from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We'll probably have Phil Norman here from the Howard County program. We've invited members from the Natural Resources Police if they want to make it. We've also we got a couple surprises, we think. So it's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving a muzzleloader rifle away from the fine folks at CVA. CVA.com is where you find everything you need from CVA. They're great folks. I'm getting ready to put a new scope on my newest one. I haven't fired it yet, but I've got to put some optics on it, and I'll do that at Clyde Sports Shop. But give us a call here if you want to get in the muzzleloader contest, 410-922-6680. Here's how it works. You call 410-922-6680. Sorry. And you call. Chris will take your name and phone number. He'll put your name and phone number on a piece of designated paper, and then you go on the air with me and say hi. That's pretty easy. So, hey, while we're doing that, while we're getting a few calls on that, I want to tell you about our friends at Hafer's Gunsmithing and Redneck Blinds. Attention, gun owners and hunters and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, that's hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstate 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com, on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. That phone number, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, you can see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. You need a redneck blind for a field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Well, choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, the new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. And I've hunted out of a redneck blind for the first time this year. They're special, I will tell you that. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website for what you want. Then call Stephen at 301-331-3300. 2500. That's 301-331-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, I stopped by to see Joe Blankenship the other day at JB Farms, Carroll County's newest steer processor located in Tawnytown. JB Farms will skin and custom cut, wrap and freeze your deer. They can make your venison into tasty bologna, sausage, and even hot dogs. And JB Farms is an FHFH participating donation processor. JB Farms can handle all wild game from game birds to exotics to big game. JB Farms can supply you with all-natural grass-fed beef, lambs, goats, chickens, rabbits, or ducks, and even free-range chicken eggs. Call JB Farms to have your deer processed. 410-756-5656. JB Farms, located at 3523 Harney Road, just outside Tawnytown. That's Harney Road. Call Joe at 410-756-5656.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country should.
All right, there's a little Hank for you this morning. Let's talk to John in Talbot, then Tony in Pikesville. Good morning. And if you called and hung up, you're not in the contest. You just have to call back. We were busy with the commercial break there. So whoever hung up, call back. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Al. This is John.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Oh, we're down in Talbot County chasing the elusive whitetail this morning.
You are? Good for you.
Absolutely.
Now, do you got a youth with you, or are you bow hunting today?
No, we're just bow hunting today. All our youth have grown up.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, man. Well, good. You got one spotted on trail cam, or are you just out there?
We're just out there. We got in the transition area. We got a couple does last week, so we're horn hunting today.
No, I got you. Well, that's...
Good times. I appreciate the show. We listen every week.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, buddy. Appreciate your call, and good luck to you.
All right, man.
You got it. See you, buddy. Thank you. There's John. He's in the contest. Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Al.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm going to go out and kill a bunch of clay birds this morning, and then I'll be in the deer stand this afternoon.
How do you fix those? I mean, what kind of sauce do you use on those?
It better be thick.
They're crunchy. They stay crunchy no matter how you cook them.
Yeah, that's true.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where are you headed for this afternoon?
Just in the area here. I have an area I hunt out around here. In
Pikesville. You must have a backyard.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's good. Well, hey, listen, there's some big bucks in Pikesville, man. There are some huge deer.
I've had them run across my driveway when I'm driving.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I know. I've got pictures of them. People that have no clue about hunting, they'll take pictures of deer in their yard eating their azaleas or whatever and, you know, send them to me. It's like, can we do something about this?
Yeah, we've got to let somebody do it. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, you can do something about it, but your quarter acre is probably not a good idea. So.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
See you, Tony. Bye-bye. There he goes. Roger, Carroll County. How are you, Roger?
I'm doing well. How are you, Alan?
Good. What's up?
Out the deer stand, got the bow with me.
Good for you. Good for you. We're probably peak of rut right now. Those kids are gonna see a bunch of bucks.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I've been seeing them. I've been seeing them push deer. We saw one Monday night. Bill Miles and I traveled to Queen Anne's County and addressed a bunch of hunters over there and a bunch of landowners, talked to them about the coalition, the Poaching Restitution Act, and we had a wonderful time, and we want to thank our host at Blue Stem Farms. It was a great time, guys, and enjoyed meeting all 60 of you. And
wow.
Yeah, and seeing some of the results of 20 years of quality deer management, you can't even kill a deer on that property unless it's 10 point. And it's, they have experienced a tremendous balance in their deer herd. And, we just enjoyed talking to those guys, and some of the bucks were just incredible, You'll never see a picture of them. You'll never, never see them on a score sheet, but, they're out there. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, Roger. Thanks, buddy. Good
Have
luck.
A good one.
You
yes,
too.
Sir, thank you.
Good
Bye.
Luck. Yep. Geraldine in Cordova, Maryland. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Well, I called to sign me up for the muzzle loader.
For the muzzle loader, sure. Yeah.
And that's not the only reason why I called. I did not get a picture of the deer with the goat head.
No, you did not. You did not. It was a white-tailed deer that had a some kind of a crazy indentation right behind the skull. Looked like it had been an injury. I don't know if it had got caught in a fence or what in the world happened to it. But it affected the antler growth. There were just little tiny knots of antlers. One kind of went up and the other one kind of went down. But it was not anything that looked like anything like a goat. It did look like a jacked up deer, but that was about it.
Okay. All right.
All right, Geraldine.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye bye.
Right.
Yeah, we had a caller, Frank, last week from Easton, who I've hunted with, and I know Frank. And he shot this deer, and it was very unusual looking. But he started out by saying they used to raise goats on the farm. Well, there was some kind of an injury that that made this deer appear very unusual, at least around the back of the skull where the antlers grow. So, John in North Carolina, how are you, my muzzleloader winning friend?
Well, your muzzleloading winning friend used his muzzleloader and took a deer yesterday.
Well, congratulations! What'd you bag?
Not a real big deer. It was a year and a half old buck.
Well, that's all right.
It was a real advanced 4 point.
Okay.
We're hunting on a tree farm, and it's a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, so kill all
and
the bucks.
It's kind of like belonging to a hunting club where there are rules.
Yes.
And the rules are if it's a deer, you have to shoot it.
Uh-huh. I get that.
Because we're there to prevent the crop damage.
Sure. Sure.
And you know, as far as the owner's concerned, but we're there because we enjoy hunting and venison for as far as we're concerned.
Right.
So using 90 grains of Blackhorn 209.
Yes, sir.
And my CVA Optima.
Yes, sir.
And it was just fantastic. 121 yards.
Wow. Wow, that's nice, man. Yep. What are your optics on that?
I've got a Nikon 3-9 that I pulled off a different gun.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to do that from time to time.
It's got a BDC reticle.
Yep.
And I actually, you know, it's one of those things, when the deer is there, you're not thinking.
Right.
I just held dead on.
Dead on with the regular crosshairs. You didn't advance the BDC bead up and take that.
Didn't even think about it.
Right, yeah.
But it was, and then, of course, because of the 209, it's nothing to reload in the field.
Right.
None of the spit patch and all that's history.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you thanks again. And
well, sure.
Good luck to the next winter.
Indeed.
It's just fantastic.
What bullet are you using, John?
I'm using an old-fashioned Hornady 240 grain XTP.
Yeah, that'll work.
44 caliber because I had so many of them when I had a 44 lever action.
Right. Okay.
Otherwise, I'd probably use a 50 caliber something.
Yeah, so you're using a 44 caliber
accurate, I guess.
In a Sabot or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm using Harvester brand plain Sabots.
Got it.
And loading them is very easy. It's
well, sure.
I didn't find it to be real exceptional effort. You know, sometimes they can be hard.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Well, it all depends on the bullet. So, congratulations, sir. And I'm guessing the deer didn't go too far.
No, it just 5 yards. You know, when you hit them, it's got the same energy as a 44 Magnum out
sure.
of lever action, which is more than a 44 out of a revolver.
Exactly.
People who aren't up on it, and
yeah.
It's devastating.
The Maryland Hunting Coalition at their dinner and benefit next March 25th has a Ruger bolt action M77 in 44 Magnum. Stainless and stainless steel synthetic. It's really nice looking firearm. So.
Well, I'm sure whoever wins, that's going to be tickled.
I hope so.
You know, for
I hope so.
Short range, 100. We saw the deer first at 151 yards.
Right.
And you know that's about at the edge of my comfort zone with a muzzleloader.
Mm-hmm.
So we waited. We had the wind in our favor, and the sun was directly behind us at after 9 o'clock.
Sure, the deer couldn't see you.
We decided that the deer really couldn't see us,
right?
Because they're looking into the sun,
right?
So we moved along the ridge a little bit, my hunting buddy and I, where the ridge was going to be a little closer to the path the deer was walking. And by the way, they're chasing the does down here.
Oh, they're chasing up here like crazy. They're actually.
Yeah, the
I'd say this today is going to be.
In front of it, and
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. So you had a doe in front of this
buck. In front of him, and he was dogging this doe, and we knew that he really wasn't paying attention that much, and he couldn't smell us or see us. So we got a little closer till he was 121 yards away using the rangefinder.
Yeah,
and that's when I took a shot.
Good, and that was all she wrote. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the CVA is just fantastic, and reloading it is so easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Fast.
And cleaning it's going to be even better with that hand-tight breech plug.
Yeah, exactly.
Flip it out of there. Oh, yeah.
I loved my old TC Black Diamond, but that thing was just a pain in the neck to clean.
I hear you.
And I couldn't use the Blackhorn.
Right. Right, and now you can.
Whoever wins the new one is going to be real happy.
Yeah,
my buddy, he's carrying a wolf.
Oh, good. That's another CVA. It's another. You know what? They're just as good as everything else. So.
Oh yeah, it looks very similar.
Oh yeah,
The action is just a tiny bit different, and it doesn't have the fluted barrel.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, one or the other, either one's great.
Oh, sure. Yep. Well, you just did the commercial for CVA, John. Congratulations.
Well, and my third buddy, he's got my old original CVA. I think it was called a Staghorn back then.
Right.
So, you know, we're all carrying them.
Yep. Very nice. All right, bud. Well, I appreciate the call. Send me a picture. I'd love to. Did you take any hero?
I don't have a.
You didn't take any hero pictures?
No. Yeah. My buddy, we've got one. We took it back, and we do the processing ourselves.
Sure.
So he's got one just of the deer hanging in his garage. But it's truly, it's when people say, well, it's in your freezer now, it really is.
Good for you. John, I appreciate it. Congratulations from the Outdoors and Radio Show, and it's nice to...
And I just wanted to thank CBA and you again.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, and stay tuned. We'll be giving one away this month and next month as well. So the folks that call in and get in the contest, you know, they stand about a 1 in 70 chance, something like that.
Well, it took me 3 years to win it, and I told you before I was going to buy one anyway.
There you go. All right, brother.
Okay.
Congrats.
Bye-bye.
See ya. There he goes. John in North Carolina. Good guy. He's a good guy. So, okay. What do we need to do here, Mr. Chris? We need to talk about... We're only doing... Yeah, so... Well, we can talk about Clydes. We sure can. Why not? They're very happy with their advertisement in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And with the advent of the waterfowl season here, we want to tell you about three shotguns, maybe four. First one I want to tell you about is the BPS pump. If you want to buy a pump shotgun, this is the one. It features bottom ejection. In other words, the shells don't fly out, the spent shells don't fly out the side and, you know, smack your blind mate in the side of the head. They come out in the bottom. They're in the bottom of the blind, and that's very convenient because they're not all over the field. They're not all, you know. You get the idea. DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak breakup, Infinity camo finish, 3-in-vector choke tubes, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models are also available in the BPS pump. Then there's the Maxis. Now, this gun was built for waterfowl hunting. It's 3 and 3.5-inch chambers are available. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil on that gun. If you are into the 10 gauges, I am not per se, but if you are, the proven standard for auto-loading performance is the gas-operated auto-loader 3.5-inch chamber, the Gold Light 10-gauge, the Gold Light 10-gauge. Yep, composite stock, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, comes with three standard Invector choke tubes, and then the one, the A5, the most reliable, the fastest cycling, the best balanced and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It's the A5. It comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades DuraTouch Camo, a fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive system, autoloader shotgun, 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee. All these Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer.
After a cool start to the weekend, temperatures will run closer to average by tomorrow afternoon. In the meantime, we'll start off this Saturday with some early clouds, then some afternoon sunshine with a high near 52. A freeze warning will be in effect during the overnight hours, clear and light winds, and a low down to 32. There will be some 20s in the suburbs, and then tomorrow afternoon, some sunshine, some milder temperatures as well with a high near 59. The next chance of rain will be Monday afternoon with a few showers popping up and a high temperature reaching the upper 50s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Fitchburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
Let's talk to Tom in Reisterstown there. Good morning, Tom. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Alan. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. What's up?
I just want to call and get a shot at that muzzleloader. I own a bunch of guns, but don't own a muzzleloader.
Well, there you go. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. There he goes. All right. Robin sent me this the other day, yesterday. Gallatin, Tennessee. Gentleman by the name of 26-year-old man, Stephen Tucker. You are going to be reading about the Tucker buck. Stephen Tucker took his muzzleloader for a walk last Monday and wound up killing a 47-point buck. Look at that thing. That is, it's freakish. It really is. But it's beautiful in its own way. There's a picture of the deer. There's a picture of the rack. The deer had a gross green score of 313 2/8 inches. Now, if you subtract all the deductions, believe it or not, it comes out with a net score of 308 3/8. Only 5 inches of deductions on this from side to side, which is incredible. The Iowa current world record non-typical buck is 307 5/8. This deer beats that by less than an inch, 3/4 of an inch. So potentially this has the potential to be the new world record non-typical buck taken by a 26-year-old man, Stephen Tucker, from Gallatin, Tennessee. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. The pictures are online, of course. You can email me if you like, and I'll send you the link. But there's the young man. He's got a pic. He's holding the deer up by the rack, and then it's apparently been taken to the taxidermy. The skull plate is there with the rack laying on, you know, some kind of table. And it's absolutely amazing. It looks like it could have been a mainframe 10-point, maybe, with a bunch of junk on it. It looks like one, two, maybe an eight. I don't know. It's amazing. It's just amazing to see this thing. So anyway, on the heels of that, we also have a report that came out the other day that we took 20,000 deer harvested during the early hunting season. This was announced on the 10th that Maryland hunters wrapped up the early portion of the archery and muzzleloader deer season by harvesting 19,859 deer in September and October, 14% decrease from last year's harvest of 23,097. Now, I travel across the state, and I talk to deer processors and taxidermists and sporting goods stores and things like that. And there are hot spots across the state where there are a lot of deer being killed. The butchers are overwhelmed. The deer processors are overwhelmed. They're getting never had so many deer this early in the season. Then I've got other places in the state where they're saying, man, we don't know where they are. Yeah, twiddling their thumbs, basically. You know, it's very poor in some areas. So it all depends on the area. It all depends, I guess, on the hunting pressure. It all depends on, well, a lot of things. There was a lot of challenges to deer hunting in the month of October, especially in the muzzleloader season. We had the very hot weather. And probably prevented that kill from going higher. So, the department biologists attribute the decrease to factors including lower deer numbers. Lower deer numbers. Abundant mast, fruit or seed of woody trees and shrubs, which would be acorns. And a decreased effort due to poor weather conditions. Decreased effort. So, three factors. Less deer, less effort, more food in the woods. So the deer don't need to go out in the field and the agriculture crops. So if you're sitting on the edge of a field waiting for a deer to come out, he's in the woods eating acorns. The two-month harvest included 12,269 deer taken during the archery season. That would be 6,833 taken with vertical bows and 5,436 taken with crossbows. 7,275 harvested during the October muzzleloader season. An additional 315 deer were reported during the managed deer hunts. Hunters harvested 497 antlered and 534 antlerless Sika deer. Almost a 50-50 mix. The archery harvest decreased 7%, while the muzzleloader harvest decreased 25%, primarily due to unfavorable weather during the key hunting days. Compared to last year, the antler harvest decreased 17%. From 7,649 to 6,350 deer, and the antlerless harvest decreased 13% from 15,448 to 13,509. On the flip side, turkey hunters reported taking 119 wild turkeys, 35 in Allegheny, 51 in Garrett, and 33 in Washington during the one-week fall season that ended November 5th. The harvest was similar to last year, 116 from last year. If you want to know what your county did, well, if you're interested in your county kill, let me know. We got all the county numbers broken down here for you. By the way, next hour we've got a guest coming in from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And he will be talking to us about some of the things on the Potomac River. His name is Michael Kashawagi. I hope I said that right. Kashawagi or Kashawagi, not sure. But we'll ask Michael how to pronounce his last name. Going to be talking about some of the things that are going on in the Upper Potomac. We're going to talk about snakeheads. We're going to talk about flathead catfish and other topics. So stay tuned for that. And during the interview portion of the show, which will be the entire second hour, we'll invite you to email us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, to register for the muzzleloader contest. And if you would like to call, we'll allow you to call, and we'll have Pepe, I guess it's Pepe coming in today, take your name and number, and you won't have to go on the air for just for that this 1 week. And then, of course, when we do the pre-recorded show on the 26th, email, that's the way that'll work. We won't have any phone calls that week. So just, you know, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Right now, though, we're still taking your calls, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to enter the muzzleloader contest, we'd love to have you here. And let me tell you about our friends Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to wait till the next hour on that. We'll wait. We'll wait on that. After several attempts to catch deer poachers in a small wooded tract in Brooklyn Park, officers called on one of the agency's newest canine units to successfully track the suspects. A fellow by the name of Charles Andrew Schultz, 51 years old, and Joseph John Schultz, 22, of Hedgesville, West Virginia, were each charged with hunting on private land. Officers had received several complaints about illegal hunting activities in the woods backing up to Matthews Avenue, Brooklyn Park, only to have the suspects escape along a series of trails. However, on Halloween morning, officers got a tip that illegal hunting was occurring. This time, they called on Ruckus. Ruckus, the canine dog, and his handler, the dog led officers directly to the two suspects. Two men are scheduled to appear in Anne Arundel County District Court January 20th. Found guilty, they could each be fined up to $1,500. Here's a Mount Airy man with previous convictions for illegal hunting. Was charged November 6th with hunting without a license, hunting on private property without written permission, failing to obtain a hunter safety certificate, and failing to purchase an archery stand. Zachary Paul Shipley was hunting in a tree stand off Catoctin Mountain Highway in Frederick County when an officer spotted him. During questioning, the officer recognized Shipley's name and recalled his prior court cases. Shipley was convicted in April of hunting without written permission and placed on probation in June for hunting without a license and failing to have a safety certificate. The officer seized a compound bow and an arrow and will be asking Frederick County District Court for forfeiture on December 29th. As a repeat offender, Shipley faces increased fines totaling a maximum of $20,000 and 1 year in jail. You know how I feel about poachers. You know how I feel about poachers. In Dorchester County, officers on surveillance near Fishing Creek Bridge Saturday charged a man with poaching striped bass, having charged him the previous day with fishing without a license. Luis Ricardo Banegas Aguilar of Silver Spring received citations for possessing 9 undersized striped bass, exceeding the daily creel limit, fishing outside legal hours, and not having a fishing license. He's scheduled to appear in Dorchester County District Court January 18th. He could be fined as much as $4,500. Officers working overnight in the Kent Narrows Bridge charged a Baltimore man with striped bass poaching October 28th, finding him with 19 undersized fish. Jose Nelson Hernandez Martinez, 25, received citations for exceeding the daily creel limit, keeping undersized fish, fishing outside legal hours. Officers seized the fish and returned them to the water. He has a December 1st date in Queen Anne's County District Court. If he's found guilty, he could be fined as much as $3,000. Luis Ricardo Beneguas Aguilar and Jose Nelson Hernandez Martinez. My question is, okay, back again, they're coming to America. Home, don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. ¿Qué pasa? In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. All right, enough. Let's talk to Matthew in Fort Smallwood. Good morning, Matthew. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. Perfect song on that one.
What's up?
Because I watch, trust me, I watch a lot of ethnicities keeping undersized rockfish.
And yep.
The rangers down here don't do anything. It drives me bonkers.
What do you mean they don't do anything?
And all they do is observe and report. And
observe and report. You're talking about the park rangers.
Yeah. Oh, NRP, trust me, I got NRP speed dial number 9 on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and I know all my NRP officers around here. They know that my number comes up on their cells. I'm reporting somebody because I can't stand it. It drives me nuts. Because I still have yet to catch a keeper this year, and these knuckleheads want to keep the little ones.
Yeah, I know. What possesses you to keep 19 undersized fish.
When you figure that out, we can write the book.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
I mean, it's one of those. I mean, I'm watching one guy. I watch a guy pulling a 9-incher. I'm going, dude, that needs to go back. And it's none of your problem. And I'm retired law enforcement. And I'm sure the badge. I'm like, you might want to put it back, or I'll get you arrested. And he's, oh, okay. And it throws it back. I mean, it's amazing what these poachers are doing. Now, I do have a beef with you.
Okay.
A little one. When you talk about Clyde and you give Clyde's phone number, can you also remember to give out the fishing line as well?
247-FISH. 247-3474.
Exactly.
247.
This way people know, because I tell people about it, I'm like, I didn't know there was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the best fish line out there. But yeah, I know it's hunting season.
Yeah.
I'm going out the day after Thanksgiving up in Pennsylvania. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, I carry Brownings, shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
Plays with them since I was, 14? I'm 45.
Got it.
So, and they, you take care of them and used to shoot federal papers.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm aging myself.
All right.
Anyway, the thing is down here, the rocks are starting to run, and
yep,
the pike are coming in up in the creeks.
Okay.
So,
you mean chain pickerel.
A lot of fun.
Chain pickerel. Northern, yeah. Northern pike. And chain pickerel, two different species.
But chain pickerel we were catching over the summer up on Stony Creek.
Okay.
And now the pikes are coming in because the water's starting to get cold.
Yep.
And if it stays cold, it's going to be a lot of fun fishing for people. But the park is great. Again, they're keeping it open at 5:30 a.m.
Got it.
Get in, get set up, everything's good. And I just want to get into the muzzleloader.
We got you.
That's the only gun I don't own is a muzzleloader.
Well, good. Now you will, maybe. Perhaps. If you're lucky.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
All right, thanks.
Bless the day, sir.
Thanks, Matthew. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
There he goes. Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Oh, best I've been in 8 years. How are you? Hey, knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Clinton.
Clinton who?
You wouldn't have said that last week. What?
Oh, man.
What? Let me tell you. Eternal vigilance is the cost of freedom.
That is true.
Thank God it turned out the way it did. But that's no reason to forget that people need to attend the Maryland Hunting Coalition dinner in March.
That's true.
Because that's at the federal level, and it's indispensable, but this is at the state level, and it is equally indispensable.
Well, we thank you for that. We really do.
It's a fact. No, I thank you for putting it on. The best part is that if you go, you'll have a wonderful time. The people are great. The food's fantastic. They have all kinds of neat stuff. It's just an incredible amount of fun.
March 25th. It's on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org.
If you haven't been, you got to go. You just don't know what a good time you're missing.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
That's
true. And here's the thing, Mark. There's a lot of things that we do that we can't talk about, and we don't put on social media. But we are constantly looking. We are constantly working behind the scenes. We are constantly engaged in the political process. Robin and I will be going to a political event on Sunday. We deal with both sides of the aisle.
You have to.
You have to in Maryland. You have to, the Democrats are still the majority in the House and in the Senate. So, to get anything accomplished, you've got to work on both sides of the aisles. And you can't allow your personal preferences or your personal beliefs to get in the way because, you're just going to not succeed. You're just not gonna.
That's it. And we're talking about at the federal level, we've got our Second Amendment rights. But at the state level, if you want to be able to hunt, and
it's a privilege,
regulate our gun rights.
It's a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege.
Yeah. You know? And you have to work with the people who are there.
Exactly. So even though the governorship, the administrative branch is on one side of the political aisle, both the House and the Senate are on the other, and the judicial is heavily Democrat.
Yeah.
And, we just, when you're dealing with penalties and restitution and things like that in the court system, you got to play a fine line. You really do. And the coalition is apolitical. What I mean by that is we are allowed to make political contributions on both sides of the aisle, and we do, and we have this year, and that's a big part of our budget. People don't understand how much of that is a big part of our budget. Okay, these events are not inexpensive to attend. You know, the minimum you can get away with is about $250, and you do a dozen of those a year. You know, some are $500, some are $1,000. You know, we're not making contributions to advance the political agenda of some of these folks, but we are making political contributions to get recognized when we have a bill in the General Assembly. Then these people on committees and so forth can look at us and go, Marilyn, like, yeah, you guys were at my barbecue, my breakfast, my pig roast, whatever it might be. So it's reality. It's what we have to do as an advocate.
Both sides. It's a single issue.
Yeah, and we're not allowed to endorse any candidates. We're not allowed to endorse a political party, but it's just the reality.
So you did a great job in the last session.
Appreciate it. All right, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great week.
You too, buddy.
Bye bye.
Hey, I see Laura's on in Frederick. She wants to tell everybody that the picture of that potential world record buck is on the Outdoorsman Radio Show Facebook page. Hey, Laura.
Yes.
You got like 10 seconds. Did I say it right?
Yeah, I happened to get up early this morning.
Okay.
Set a replay, so it's up on the Facebook page right now if you want to check it out.
See you Monday.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.